The National Commission for UNESCO has enlisted the support of two local poets to address the Federation on the celebration of World Poetry Day. We have also partnered with the Ministry of Education, St. Kitts, the Department of Education, Nevis, and the Education Media Unit to prepare a poetry collage to share with you for your enjoyment and a rich literary experience. Happy World Poetry Day.
It is an esteemed honor in my capacity as a poet in the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis to address this Federation on World Poetry Day, celebrated on March 21st of each year. UNESCO first adopted World Poetry Day during its 30th General Conference in Paris in 1999. This was done with the stated aim of supporting linguistic diversity through poetic expressions while increasing the opportunity for endangered languages to be heard. The Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis is extremely proud to be the home state of many young, middle-aged, and senior citizens who engage with poetry through their writing, reading, dramatizing of it, to express their love, appreciation, and enjoyment of this amazing art form. Among our nation's poets are those who have had their work published and who share their beautiful work at gatherings of poets and writers both at home and in other areas of the world. An increasing number of homegrown poets have shared their work at Caribbean cultural festivals such as Culturama, an annual cultural festival held in Nevis each year. Kittishans and Nevisian poets have also shared their work at literary events in the wider Caribbean and beyond, and have been honored and celebrated for consistently presenting high quality work. Our Kittishans and Nevisian poets have presented work through the poetic art form referred to as the spoken word. Kittishans and Nevisian poets who share this relatively recent poetic art form are making invaluable contributions to the development of the mind, emotions, and thoughts, and the general consciousness of Caribbean people who share diverse cultures, whether they are Amerindians on the South American continent or residents in the Maroon communities in the interior of Suriname. Successive governments in St. Kitts and Nevis have made it possible for local poets to share this powerful art form to carry fester celebrations, which first took place under the visionary leadership of President Forbes Burnham of Guyana, who organized a writers and arts convention in Guyana in 1970. All writers and poets were present either in person or through the exhibition of their works. To this day, wherever Carifesta is held and poetry is presented, the poetry and poets of St. Kitts and Nevis are present. As a highly literate nation, we are proud of this. As citizens and residents of St. Kitts and Nevis, we recognize and laud the poets and poetry of our Federation, not only as the powerful voice of the nation, but also as visionaries who create and inspire through local poetry. A nation's poets are not only the nation's mirror, through which we are often encouraged to look at ourselves. A nation's poets are a nation's motivators, or sources of pride, symbols of civility. Best wishes to our Federation as we commemorate another World Poetry Day, extolling the rich legacy of our poets and encouraging everyone to use and enjoy this celebrated form of expression. Happy World Poetry Day, St. Kitts and Nevis.
partnering with UNESCO to celebrate World Poetry Day 2022 on March 21st is a great achievement in the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. Over the years, the countenances of persons have become radiant when a poem has been recited or read with purposeful expression. A poem I penned some years ago expressed that poetry is an art form which Caribbean people enjoy as one expresses with rhythms, tone, emotions, and other ploys. It is always an immeasurable feeling when one observes a crowd seemingly spellbound by the rendition from a poet and then erupts into resounding applause. An applause which signals that the audience understood and appreciated the message which was communicated. Making eye contact with one's audience is very important, and therefore one would always note when the audience has been captivated. From my greatest childhood memories, I can recall when my grandfather repeated some of those old sayings, such as, "If you can't hear with your ear, then you're going to feel elsewhere." Or when Granny used to say, "When donkey roll over and he back, he say, 'Boss, this walna level at all, no way.'" The rhymes were like music to the ears. Actually, history has recorded that some poems were later put to music and given tunes. In poetry, there are expressions of feelings and ideas, and there is a distinctive style and rhythm to the written piece. This verbal art, poetry, which is written in lines and stanzas, compels many listeners to think and have a variety of interpretations. As we celebrate World Poetry Day with UNESCO, we honor the many poets in our Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. In addition, we salute our budding poets. Our teachers are encouraged to enhance this skill in our classrooms so that students can have an avenue to express their feelings. Alice Osborne opined, "Poetry helps us to understand and appreciate the world around us." I close with these thoughts that I have captured. The world is reflecting on the COVID-19 pandemic, which has caused changes for health systems, scientists, and academics. Lives have been lost, and others are now anxious. Mankind has realized now more than ever that life is so precious. With a war ongoing between Russia and Ukraine, one can ask, is this another pandemic of anxiety again? Refugees are fleeing in the heart of winter. Observers wonder, when will this war be over? Happy World Poetry Day 2022.
This poem is based on our theme for this year, Dream Big, Believe in Yourself, Reach for the Stars, and Write Your Own Story by Miss Barbara Hendrickson. I will dream big and make my dreams my own to achieve, reminding myself that nothing is impossible to those who believe. And who better than me? Yes, me. To believe in myself, I will follow after those big dreams. I won't leave them on the shelf. I will dig deep down within me. I will reach up to the stars. I'm gonna pursue those big dreams of mine. I will set my own high bar. I will think excellence, diligence, persistence, success in all its glory will be mine as I set my goals, determined to write my own story.
If I were a principal, if I were a principal, boy, things would change. Our school would be fun and a little bit strange. We'll keep turtles in the classrooms as pets. We'll travel to Trinidad and learn to fly jets. We'll get to make movies and we'll become stars. For future, we'll blast off on rockets to Mars. We'll learn to raise strong minds and build time machines. We'll surf on tsunamis in slick submarines. We'll practice some potions and magical spells to clean up the schoolyard from sickening smells, to make us invincible and strong and tall, or turn into liquid or walk through a wall. Yes, if I were principal, that's what we do. Yes, if I were principal, that's what we do. We'll lock evil scientists up in the zoo while vanquishing villains and capturing crooks. In other words, we will read many more books. Written by Ken Nesbitt.
Our tourism, the industry of tourism has been around for long. Its benefits and profits have made our country strong. It has boosted for many islands their economic activity and has brought about major development for all of the citizenry. When it comes to events like music festival and the Sepia cricket, even national carnival, visitors book their airline tickets so that the local entrepreneurs can enjoy the foreign direct exchange that comes from the purchase of goods and services offered at a wide range. Since its strategic inception, tourism has provided countless job opportunities with a scope from local restaurant owners to the many operators of taxis. We must not forget the travel agencies and several hoteliers. Certainly, the diversification continues to expand throughout the years. We know the government has invested millions in expanding the tourism product, so much so that an additional pier was built for cruise ships to dock. Many believe that it was done to keep our industry competitive, to ensure that tourism stays around for as long as we all shall live. Although there are many who doubt the industry's viability, tourism continues to afford the average man financial stability. We must silence the critics who claim that the industry is fragile as we come together to keep it going to make tourism worthwhile. The industry of tourism has certainly been around for long. It has a place in our identity where forever it will belong. And don't you ever think for a moment the industry won't have longer to go? For as a new generation rise, tourism will only flourish and grow.
Black history is our history. We have come so far fixing pianos,
locks and hats,
Joseph,
Martin
and Otis.
Folklore in galore, bulls, macajumbies, and masquerades, clowns and actors in the grand parade, Japanese girls, David and Goliath, and giant despair. Fun, excitement, and merriment electrifies the ear. A mesmerizing display of folk culture, a return to the past. A sight to behold. Unfortunately, it did not last. Numerous traditions have now disappeared. The dilution of folk culture, our heritage is smeared. Bikinis, beads, and feathers all in galore. Mummies, Indians, and nigger business, sadly no more. String band and big drums once tantalized our senses, but now they're displayed behind museum fences. The influx of westernization, bozo, and it. The parody of our clowns no longer legit. The haphazard masquerade display for tourists and locals alike. The dance is no longer authentic. Our ancestors find no delight. The loss of tradition, culture, and identity. We must remember that folklore transcends to heredity. So many tales and myths no longer around. Even in rural communities, their absence is profound. Don't leave baby clothes outside at night. Don't pass crossroads or you might get a fright. Never leave a hat on a bed. At the passing of a funeral, close shut doors and respect the dead. Childhood games have not escaped this onslaught. Children don't play rounders, no balls to be caught. Mississippi, pitching, dog and bone. Plum in the middle and rabbit in coop were games played at home. Basketball, baseball, golf and bingo are few of the games that have placed us in limbo. Folklore is an integral part of our ancestry. As multiple skills and talent were executed with artistry. Let us regain national pride, community spirit, and a sense of integrity. So, next time you are desirous of adopting another's identity, please be mindful and reflect on your culture intensively.
My name is Hilary Jimenez, and I attend the Tucker Clark Primary School. School Life by teacher Tisha Isaac. Going to school is a pain in the butt. Teachers and students are fuss. Principal are banging children them. Parents are complaining as well. Harassment everywhere. Who not pregnant? I do drugs. Who not fight? I play up to it. School life is a stress, so you better make up your mind to do your best. Go to school. Get an education. Wait a few years. Read, write, learn some maths, construct a paragraph, use a compass. School is the life that you should live now. So, humble yourself and learn how.
My COVID-19 experience. Fellow citizens and residents of the Federation, shh, shouted Mom, the Prime Minister is addressing the nation, as she turned up the volume of the radio glued to ZIZ station. It's the story of my life since the COVID-19 situation. The government said that we must be wary, upon advice from the CMO. This virus is scary. Coronavirus has become a matter of concern, affecting the whole wide world. Mom's going crazy working from home, can't see my friends because we're not able to roam. We've been home past a year and Mom's worried that my uniform will be outgrown. I'm home all the time, but I stay bright like the sunshine because I still meet my friends online. Stay safe, wear your mask and wash your hands, just like the government commands.
I can see the happy people dancing on the floor. I can hear the footsteps as they dance upon the floor. And here I am, dancing on the floor. Here I am, dancing to my door. I can taste the apple juice I drank a while ago. I can smell the perfume. I can feel your hands. And here I am, dancing on the floor. Here I am, dancing to my floor. I can read a storybook. I can write my name. I can count from 1 to 10. I can spell hooray. And here I am, dancing on the floor. Here I am, dancing to my
friendship poem. The fights don't divide us, the trees don't divide us, the people don't define us. But one thing that I know is that you are my best friend. Your words are charming. You are awesome, my darling. I will never leave you, even if there is a lot of arguing. Our friendship is like gold, strong, bright, and exclusive. Our friendship refreshes my soul.
Good morning. I am 10 years old, Jasanimi. I am a grade 5 student of Beecherlin Primary School. I will be doing a poem on Mr. Tom Neville by James Reed. A scandalous man was Mr. Tom Neville. He pushed his grandmother, rolled in a barrel, and he called out as he ran his bed. Grannies to sell, old grannies to sell, the neighbor said as they passed him by. This poor old lady, we will not buy. He must be a mischievous man to try for to sell his own dear grand. Besides, if you ask me, she made very small use, that I can see. You're right, said a third, and no mistake. A very poor bargain she surely made. So Mr. Tom Neville, he scratched his head and sent his grandmother back to bed. And he rang his bell to all at home till he sold his barrel for half a crown. I thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Tyler Maynard. I am 11 years old and I will be representing the Leith Allen Primary School.
My name is Kayla Thomas. I am 11 years old and I will also be representing the Leith Allen Primary School.
Our poem is entitled, There Was an Indian by Sir J.C. Squire.
There was an Indian who had known no change, who strayed content along a sunlit beach. Gathering shells, he heard a sudden, strange, commingled noise. Looked up and gasped for speech.
But in the bay, we of nothing was before, moved on the sea by magic. Huge canoes with bellying cloths on poles and not one oar, and fluttering colored signs and clambering crews. And he in fear, this naked man alone, his fallen hands forgetting all their shells, his lips gone pale, knelt low behind a stone, and steered and saw and did not understand Columbus's doom, burden caravans, slant to the shore and all their seamen land.